Peter, the diva in the house. JoJo Mack representing.
Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings. It is your hostess with the mostest, Peter the Diva, and you have joined me on the Caribbean Radio Show, your Nolly Station, with, of course, Peter the Diva. And today, guys, today we're talking about the coronavirus and how it's impacted the health and beauty industry and how those people that everybody seems to forget about. Now, I get it that healthcare workers are important and all those that are considered essential, but let's not forget about those people that are in the healthcare industry or health and beauty, I should say, like our barbers and our hairstylists and our makeup artists and our people who provide our herbs and our yoga and our massage and our, you know, our aerobics exercise, right? And even though we're stuck in the house, we still need these things. So today I'm going to focus on those things at hand, those people. So today I will be joined by a special guest. I'll bring her in a little later. My namesake, Peter. Peter and her husband as a company. I support black businesses. So Peter and her husband as a company that supply herbs and stones and teas and stuff for your body and to make you better. So before I bring Peter in, I'm going to just talk a little bit about how the virus and everybody being at home is being affected, especially our workers in the healthcare and health and beauty industry. If you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. Hit one on your telephone keypad to talk. Again, my number is 661-467-2407. Again, you're tuning in with Peter the Diva. As the coronavirus pandemic shut down cities and people are stuck indoors around the world, images are circulating online of what appear to be nature taking territory at the previously seeded humans. Quarantines cut people off from their daily life in ways that are both immediately obvious and immensely catastrophic. Millions of people lost their livelihood, their social support system, or both in course of only a few days. As isolation becomes normal, those of us that are taking a toll have begin to emerge in more subtle ways, including on the body itself. Suddenly, we're barred from hair and nail salon, waxers, barbershops, clothing stores, even Sephora. I'm not a big Sephora person or Ulta because I'm not a makeup person, but I know there are people out there that are missing these things. People have found it much more difficult to maintain the routines that structure their appearance. The last luxury a number of people allow themselves before committing to an indeterminate period of isolation was getting their roots colored. Okay, for those of us that got a little gray, we're on the older age side, you know, get our little grays colored. It probably felt deeply silly to be concerned about their hair, among all the other things, more pressing fears like food supplies and job stability and the safety of their elderly parents and maybe asthmatic family members. But as they talk with friends and watch strangers on social medias in the days after their own salon trip, everybody realized that they were all doing similar things. Going to the barber, getting acrylic nails filled in or removed, making one last appointment to get their eyebrows threaded, buying clippers to fend for themselves. A lot of people may think that we're so concerned with our appearance, and then perhaps some people go far deeper than vanity. The care for human body ties people to the physical, social world they've been abruptly forced to leave behind. Stuck inside, people are felt with just their existing tools and skills, trying to maintain their sense of self or at least their eyebrows. With people's faces, so goes identities. Now, that's important, right? A lot of people may think a lot of men or women are being vain because they're like, they miss their hairstylists or they miss their barbers. But it's not necessarily of being vain. It's what makes you feel good. Like, I'm here sitting here looking like I have nobody. I don't live nowhere because my hair ain't done. My eyebrows ain't plucked. My toes ain't done. When I tell you, you could rub your feet on the sheet and it grip it. That's how bad it is, ladies. Like, we're out here struggling. And this is a time where I wish I knew how to do hair. I can't cornrow to save my life. Because if I could, I would have put in these crochets a long time ago. But I cannot cornrow. Now I could do some plaits, but I have a mohawk. So because I have a mohawk, now my sides are growing out, which is uneven with the middle of my head. So I just don't feel my best. And when you don't feel your best, your mental health may not feel the greatest, because some of us base how we feel off how we look. And again, I don't feel it's something vain. I just think everybody has their own way of dealing with stuff. So for people whose identity is heavily dependent on their outside, depending on their life outside of their homes, not looking like the people they have long understood themselves to be can be a serious stressor on top of more concrete fears about health and safety. Now, if you get your identity with work and you can't work now, or you don't have your friends and that social status and power, I think that's going to affect you tremendously. Now, Amy Flowers is a psychologist who specializes in stress management and body image. And Amy stated that she used herself as an example. You can dress down for only a few days at a time before she needs to put on a skirt, some pantyhose, and tap back into the sense of order that she's used to. So you have a lot of us that are dressing up in the house just to make ourselves feel better. Like, my birthday is coming up, guys. And I had a whole thing. I normally celebrate a birthday month, right? And with this birthday month comes days where I do stuff with my friends, where I, you know, come out and I'm my best self and I'm my best outfit. I'm my ear nice. I'm my ear proper. No, my birthday is Sunday and Goody not have her ear done. So I forgot probably put on a wig. And Goody, I forgot calling her friend them on the video talk so Goody can feel good and still have opportunity to celebrate my birthday. Okay? And even in normal life, some people think beauty routines are a waste of energy and resources. But in this pandemic, we're going to have to figure it out. So with that being said, there are so many things you can do to make yourself feel good, okay? And I'm going to tell y'all a few things that help ease your anxiety around this time, and it pertains to our health and our beauty. Again, hairstylists are out of jobs because they're not allowed to do stuff in their homes, especially in Texas. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation put out a lot of stuff that, you know, people are going to jail over these things, okay? We're not allowed to do. You can't get your nails done. Barbers can't cut because it's a matter of safety, right? And I kind of feel like they should be able to, as long as they're being safe and they're taking one client at a time and they're sanitizing. But I don't make the rules, but I know it sucks for those people who aren't making their money. They're self-employed. I don't think that with self-employment, they can get unemployment. So the rules apply. There's certain rules. Unemployment, I don't know if many of them get the stimulus check. And you saw where they're saying those people who are married to immigrants are not allowed to get the stimulus check. So now that's another thing that's coming out. So we don't know everybody's situation. And we have to be mindful with our judgments and the stuff that we put out into air, because positive vibration, right? We want to be positive. We want to be positive. So, again, if you want to give me a call me 661-467-2407. Hit 1 on telephone keypad. I'm going to drop a song real quick. And then after I'm going to drop the song, I'm going to bring in Peter. And Peter is going to talk to Peter. Yeah? So as Aileen said, it's a journey. This pandemic has us all on a journey, guys. Hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah. DJ, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diva. Now, guys, today I have a special guest. Her name is Pita, and Pita joins me from a Black-owned business called Blended Roots. You can find Pita on blendedroots.com. That is blended and roots with a Z. Okay, so we're going to bring in Pita.
Hey, Pita.
Greetings, 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 queen. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on the call today.
No worries, no worries. So before I start, tell our listeners a bit about yourself, about your company, and where they could find you.
Okay, so I'm actually retired military. I served in the United States Army. I was a chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, NCO. And so, you know, being medically retired because I went overseas and had contracted one of those third world diseases over there from receiving the typhoid vaccine. And so during that time, you know, my organs were compromised, my cell was compromised. I had been exposed to, you know, a lot of radiation poisoning. And so I ended up becoming, you know, just dabbling in the natural herbs and all that stuff because all of the steroids and the Western medicine that the military was giving me was pretty much not working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband, he was already, you know, a naturalist and on the naturalist journey, but we really became more heavily invested because it was like my life depended on it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There were times where, you know, we've had cancer scares and I've been to different types of specialists, had oncologists, you know, already lined up for me because they found cancer. They found cancer in my body, and
oh, wow.
Once I became alkaline and really just started on this natural journey, 6 months later when I went to the specialist, it was completely gone.
Oh wow, that's amazing!
Right. So I'm not saying that. We're able to cure cancer. What I'm saying is, you know, those cancerous polyps that are, you know, spreading in your body can be, if you relieve yourself of the mucus and all of that stuff in your body, then the cancer has no way of surviving, you know? So we really got heavily invested in the journey. And a lot of people would come to us when they had like certain issues like diabetes and things like that. And we would put them on regimens, you know, just putting them on the regimen, not saying that we weren't advertising to be herbalists. And so that's really how Blended Roots came about, because everybody was always asking us, hey, can you give us something for this? Hey, can you give us something for this? You know, and we would sit down at our kitchen table and make up plans and blend up things for our friends. And that's how all of this journey got started.
Well, so I must say, pause for a second. I must say, as someone who I know you guys personally, and also I shop and get items from you guys. So definitely I find that the stuff that you guys create for us is amazing. And I would like for you to know, to talk about your teas and the different herbal remedies and your elderberry. Ever since I started this show, I keep preaching elderberry and sea moss. And the people need to know that you have that elderberry syrup, sis, and that sea moss. And, you know, tell them a little bit about your products, your teas. Like I said, your teas, your elderberries, especially your wellness tea and your immune boosting teas.
Okay. Well, so we came up with the, well, we didn't come up with the elderberry. It was just, we saw a need for the elderberry within our community. So we decided to create them. But they pretty much eliminate what we call free radicals, okay? And so we have a lot of different products that are antioxidant, antibacterial, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, things of that nature that assist with the upper respiratory, with upper respiratory conditions and things like that. They also help boost the immune functions. And so when we're talking about this COVID-19, the COVID-19 is one of those things that if you have a weak immune system, then you are susceptible to possibly contracting the COVID-19, and, you know, you may even be losing your life because you have all these other underlying conditions such as diabetes, low white blood cell count, you know.
And those autoimmune diseases.
Right. And so you may become susceptible to these things. And so it's a very thin line to those that are susceptible to this so-called COVID-19. All right. And so what is happening is that people's cells and their immune systems are becoming compromised for some strange reason, and it's weakening their immune systems, making them more susceptible to it. So they should take supplements to protect them against things like radiation poisons, supplements that will increase their weakened and damaged immune system and their damaged DNA cells and things like that. So
like the vitamin B's, the vitamin B and the D's and the C's.
Right. Like the vitamin B's and the D's. And so you definitely need the vitamin D3's because it protects you against the cold and the flu viruses and flu-like symptoms. It also assists you and protects you against, you know, radiation. If you come in contact with any type of radiation, it protects you against that. It strengthens the body's immune response, all right, especially against things that are like the flu, you know?
Yeah. I know you said radiation. I forgot the name of that stone. What's that stone, that black stone that you recently got in?
So the black stone that protects against radiation is the shungite.
Shanghai, that's it. That's the one. I was trying to remember. I think that was in my box, right? My strength box.
Oh, you had the black tourmaline.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this strength box. Peter created a strength box for me that was based on my needs that I expressed to her. And let me tell you, this box is amazing. Because I'm going to take a meditation.
Right. And, you know, you got to tell them about the copper too, Peter. You know, how the copper protects you against the viruses and it protects you against radiation and things like that. you know. And, you know, copper was used before silver was used in the hospitals. You know, and so a lot of the healthcare industry is actually thinking about going back to the copper because of its effects against viruses and things like that. But so there are two other two supplements that I want to talk about in particular is the spirulina and chlorella.
Okay.
And the reason why these are important is because this is it's a defense food, all right? It's a nutrient defense food, a nutrient-dense food. And so it assists you with the boosting of your immune system. It balances your blood sugar levels. It assists you with, like, lowering your blood pressure. It also is a power antioxidant. And so it prevents reoccurring things like yeast infections. It helps fight allergies. So, you know, people got allergies around this time. And then they'll confuse the allergies with the COVID.
Yep, that's me. I got allergies. And I get allergy-induced asthma. So, allergy-induced migraines.
Right. And so this thing, it helps, like, reduce heavy metals. It increases your endurance, your muscular endurance, and it helps with the weight management. So, you know, you go to the restroom a lot.
Okay. That's now, always good.
Right. Now, with the chlorella, it offers, like, the same benefits as the spirulina, but it also helps with this respiratory disease, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what is COVID? COVID is, you know, dealing with the respiratory system, so it assists you with that. And it also improves your cholesterol, promotes eye health, liver health, improves your digestion, all of that good stuff. And it also releases toxins, too. So when you're releasing those toxins out of your body, you know, then how can viruses live within your body, you know?
People don't realize, Peter, that the best way to fight a lot of viruses is to build that immune system. If our immune system is not in good, in, you know, good standard, good health, like, we are prone to catch every and every little thing. So people don't realize that taking your supplements, it is important. Like, every morning I get up, I take multivitamins. On top of that, I take my D3, I take the B12 complex, I take my elderberry and my sea moss, and I drink ginger tea. I'll probably throw in some peppermint or hibiscus, and I'm good to go. Like, this is a routine for me every day. And my daughter's like, "Mom, why the ginger tea?" And I'm like, "Girl, in Jamaica, we do ginger. Ginger helps with a lot of stuff."
Right.
People don't realize.
We use ginger in a lot of our tea blends. So you'll notice, like, you taste that hint of spice. So when you're drinking our wellness tea, we have that hint of ginger in there, you know. And also we have the elderberry syrup. And, again, that's good for the cold and flu, constipation, hay fever, sinus infections, all of that good stuff, headaches, all of that, you know. And so that immune tea that you were talking about, it also has the elderflower and the elderberry in it as a dual, you know, a dual mechanism against those things. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
again, double the protection.
Right. Double the protection. You can't be too safe out here, you know?
I agree, sis. I agree. Again, if you wanna reach out to PETA, her site is blendedroots.com. She's also on Facebook. And when I tell you guys, their products are amazing. I personally do the teas and I do the stones. And recently she made me a strength box that had sage and different stones and different teas and even this love bath. And I used that love bath last night, honey, with my Epsom salt mix because it just needed to soak. And I felt so relaxed. So I really appreciate you for that, queen.
Awesome. And I appreciate you for supporting us, too. And I want to talk about, you know, how, like we were saying, you know, going back to those old remedies or those old things. Now, coffee, although it's not on our site, you can get coffee from anywhere. Coffee is going to really assist you with, you know, the things that are going on right now as far as, you know, helping to increase your immune system and things like that. And coffee naturally protects you against radiation and boost your immune system as well.
What about those of us that can't drink coffee, though? Like,
well,
because I can't have caffeine.
You can drink the tea. People that can't drink the coffee can drink the tea. And like you said, the ginger root, the olive leaf, all of that good stuff. Now, the olive leaf, that one, the olive leaf is a really powerful extract, a really powerful tonic that, you know, we provide. But this olive, I don't know if people are biblical or anything like that, but remember the olive was used for a lot of things. And so this thing assists with the central nervous system. It has a lot of benefits to the central nervous system. And what it does is it helps to treat viral and bacterial infections, including like influenza, swine flu. And what is important because it also eliminates free radicals. And the olive leaf can help against like blood poisoning, diarrhea, and it's more powerful than vitamin C.
Huh.
Right.
That's different.
Right. So anything concerning the common cold, all of that good stuff is very powerful.
Okay. That's always good to know. Like, I don't do sunlight. I know vitamin C comes best from the sun, but I don't, with my migraines, I try not to really do the sun too much. But I mean, I guess I take some vitamin pills, but as long as your teas can provide me with that stuff, because I don't want to keep swallowing a lot of pills either. So I'll drink a tea all day, every day. So just keep doing what you're doing, sis. And I'll be sure to post your site on our page, crsradio.com. And thank you so much for joining me, love. I appreciate you. And continue to listen while I give these people some tips, sis.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Okay, guys. You see, we were live and direct with Peter. And Peter is owner, along with her husband, Duke, Blended Roots. .com. They supply you with herbs, teas. They do the yoni steaming. They do stones, different stones to do your energy. Because Peter also have a YouTube channel, Spiritual Soul, and I will also post that new YouTube channel. And she basically helped you to center yourself. And I don't know if everybody's into these kinds of things, but I need every little bit of help I could get to make myself be centered and feel good. So I'm going to drop a little song real quick. Then I'm going to come back and give you all some tips. Again, the number to call is 661-467-2407. Hit one on your telephone keypad and you're listening to Peter the Diva on the CRS radio show. And Rick Asani said, only you, because only you can make yourself feel great.
See you, I know I'll be okay. You love in the sky. When I look in your eyes, I believe my life is complete. Cause it's you, my love. Anytime I sleep, I see you, my love. Early in the morning, it's you, my love. It's only you I'm needing. Say you never leave, cause you make my life complete. It's only you.
Okay. We Are Knitters is a good one. Okay. Now for you people that like to meditate and do some yoga. Now, I don't know if y'all ever tried yoga before, but I tried yoga. And you know when you thought you was just stretching, right? But those poses, you have to be flexible. And there's nothing wrong with starting now. And it's going to take some time. I don't expect you to be able to go on your head like automatically and extend your legs or probably really be able to do the downward dog pose, something like that. I know I'm messing it up. I don't really know the name of the pose. But if you want to learn yoga, check out my girl. She has it on Instagram, Roucare, Roucare. Okay? Check out my girl, Jasmine. Jasmine will show you some good yoga with kinetic yoga. Okay? That's that good stuff. So whether you're feeling froggy or on the edge, some easy movement could offer relief. Cue up the free yoga YouTube channel, or I said check out Roucare. Follow along with a popular instructor who has over a bunch of viewers. You don't really need a mat for stretching, but having one makes it just easier and just more comfortable because you want to be comfortable, guys. Okay, there's nothing wrong with a little stretch, and our bones are probably stiff because I'm a dancer. But when I tell you, when outside is open, I ain't going to be able to move, so I really have to stretch. And I'm setting up my own little relaxation room so that I could get my yoga on, okay? Draw a bath and soak your cares away. Remember I said blended roots got them herbs for that tub. When you need to unplug, well, you need to unplug from your phone or laptop, head straight to the tub. After all, it's dangerous to have electronics near you in the bath. To enhance your spa-like moments of solitude, add some soothing bath salts. And just, you know, Dr. Teal is good with the Epsom salts. Like I said yesterday, I had a soak, guys, okay? Eucalyptus, the lavenders, they're soothing. Now, I'm not big on journaling, but there's people who's big on journaling. Try to take some time to reflect in your journal. When was the last time you actually sat down and talked? Right? When was the last time you actually had the opportunity to sit down and just release your feelings? You know, journaling provides that emotional release, especially when you don't have a lot of friends or friends that are able to listen to you because they themselves are going through something. Just write it down. Journaling is not bad. Now, another one is pour yourself a cup of tea. Pour yourself a cup of tea. Find your favorite soothing tea. And make you some tea. Like I said, I like the hibiscus. I like my wellness tea. Because not only am I soothing myself, I'm building my immune system. The spearmint, the lemongrass, the blackberry leaves, the olive, the orange blossom, rosebuds, even the good old dandelions. You know, dry it and seep it a little bit. Okay, now we feeling ugly, we're not feeling pretty. Refresh your skin with a face mask. Again, if you're listening, call me at 661-467-2407. You're listening to Peter the Diva. Okay, refresh your skin with a face mask. Mary Kay is my go-to for face masks. My independent consultant, Tanisha Evans, provides me with my skincare products because taking care of your beautiful skin is important. So find this time to put on a face mask, charcoal mask, and relax. Okay, I know it sucks that you're stuck, but there's nothing wrong with trying to relax. All you can do is try, okay? Now for you gamers that love to play your spades and stuff, your goldfish, your jack, your slapjack, your solitaire, your poker, break out a deck of cards. Play online with friends. Because, of course, we're not going to see nobody right now, right? So Zoom, set up a Zoom with your friends. Set up a WhatsApp video. Set up a Facebook Messenger video so you can, you know, get with your friends. So you can definitely have some time and play some cards. You know, either that or a good crossword puzzle. Whatever it takes, you know, to relax yourself. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is important. Download an app that helps you to stay mindful, to meditate with your headspace, okay? Meditation. We have to center ourselves. A good, same thing, IG, Root Care, Facebook, Wealthy Womb, Goddessness Align. Okay? They will show you little things of how to meditate. I have a problem with meditation only because I don't know how to get out my own head, right? I don't know how to get out my own head. It's just difficult for me to just, you know, relax. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that, but I'm going to definitely, you know, try my best to meditate, right? So those are some good tips to help you fight your anxiety with the fact that you can't get your beauty needs done, okay, guys? Let's talk about our barbers and our healthcare, health specialists, not healthcare per se, like our doctors and our nurses, but our beauty people, right? Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation takes action in response to the coronavirus. They put in an order to protect the health and safety of its licensees, employees, and members of the public. They decided that you can't do anything. For those people who are in school, in the massage therapy schools, cosmetology schools, driver's education, the TDLR, which is the Texas Department of License and Regulation, decided that they want to conduct a temporary emergency distance education. So it still gives you guys an opportunity to still learn. Temporary telework procedures for employees whose work can be done remotely will be enacted. All TLR licensees are reminded to strictly adhere to all relevant health and sanitation practices and procedures for the protection of the public and to evaluate telemedicine implications to assist in response to COVID-19. Guys, I really don't know. I don't know. It really sucks because people currently, I don't know how many of you are currently unemployed and been trying to get into the unemployment office to file your claim, and you've been waiting weeks. You've been calling and you've been calling and you've been calling, and you are not able to get a hold of anyone. So you are going without. And then you're going backdraft, you're going overdraft right on your account. And then your stimulus check hits and the bank takes your stimulus check. So now here you are back to square one. And I really feel bad. I really feel bad. And do not get discouraged, especially for those who are self-employed, because I know you're probably saying to yourself, like, darn, I work for myself. And now this situation happened, and what am I supposed to do now? But don't be discouraged. Everybody can't work for somebody, and sometimes it's just best to work for yourself, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with working for yourself. And I promise you, we'll get through this, okay? We will definitely get through this. And you're going to have strength. There's some of us who are spiritual, some of us are religious, and however it takes you to get through something, whether or not you want to spiritually connect to your ancestors or you want to religiously pray to God. Luciano said, Lord, give me strength.
Give me faith, oh God, I pray, oh Lord, faith another day.
Give we strength, because we need all the strength we could get, okay, to carry on onto life's road. Carry all this load. Give me strength, oh Jah, to carry on. Yeah, big tune. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Peter the Diva, 661-467-2407. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show with your hostess with the mostest, the one and only Peter with the Diva, and I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of something. Sarah from Texas State, that she is holding on to the sense of normalcy via tinted moisturizer, completely abandoning her makeup, quote unquote, and hair routine and wearing sweats all day literally makes me feel kind of like I'm already sick, she told me on a Facebook message. A little light makeup is weirdly grounding. Sticking to elements of her routine prevents her from fretting over her rosacea flare-ups, right? See, people have medical conditions that they need makeup for to cover. Rosacea gives you those red cheeks, the red face, okay? So she trying to cover up her rosacea flare-ups, which are worse during periods of high stress. For some, tending to hair or body issue checks an easy, satisfying thing off their long list of worries. The first thing that did was wash and deep condition her thick, curly hair and then spend 2 hours detangling and braiding into 4 huge cornrows. Jacqueline, a recently laid off retail worker in California, said in an email, I don't have to worry about it drying out or just I just wear a scarf over it most of the time. A week into quarantine, Jackie's experimenting with her usual routine. I don't wear makeup anymore, but sometimes I put on a full face for absolutely no reason, she said. Jackie put on a full face, even though she has nowhere to go, no places to be. We all got to be wearing masks now. So with the mask, we blinging out the mask because we want to still feel cute, right? We want to still feel great. We want to still feed ourselves with positive energy and positive vibration. So for those of us like me that don't know the cornrow, that don't know how to braid, I could do a flat twist, but that don't know how to braid, that don't know how to do any of that stuff, that can't do a manicure and a pedicure, I could polish my left hand, but I cannot polish my right hand because I am not left-handed and I'm not ambidextrous. So my right hand be looking crazy because I just don't know how to use my left hand to polish. But last night I did clean up my little toes because mama said my birthday's coming. Taurus Nation, join the queen. Yeah, join Peter the Diva on Sunday because I'm a birthday. I'm going to be 21 all over again. Taurus Nation, ain't nothing like a Taurus. Everybody should have one in their life. You see, I'm going to do the plug. You know, I'm going to hype up myself. Because when you hype yourself and you tell yourself you're going to feel good, you eventually feel good, people. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening in. Again, you're listening to CRS Radio, your knowledge station, with your host, Peter the Diva. And as I go, I want to leave y'all with something. Put up words of affirmation on your walls. Remember, smiling, because life is a beautiful thing. And there is so much to smile about, okay? Marilyn Monroe said that, okay? Because life is a beautiful thing, and there is so much to smile about. So even though we're out of work, even though we're fighting illnesses, even though we're fighting being away from people's social interaction, let's just be happy that we are alive. Because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. So let's just be glad. If anything, if we can't be happy about nothing else, let's just be happy that we have life and breath in our bodies. Okay? And thank you so much for joining me and tuning next time to Peter the Diva. And Aileen says bye-bye.
Okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no. Okay, okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no. Okay, okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no way. No way. Wave my troubles bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. Now we're in our side. Bye-bye, bye. Everybody sing along, God ya know the things and the times them set away. Wonders and signs we are stress away. Nothing found with mind, we are fret away. Sing a happy tune, me no want hear bad news. But bad mind and bad things now keep bad company. So when them come with them negativity, wave my hands in the air and say bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye. Now we're in our side. Bye-bye, bye. With a grateful heart, oh my, what a joy when we do that. Want a better day, so pray me, I go pray and forget the things from the past that make me frown. So when them sing they, I try to come around. I wave my hands in the air and say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't conquer,
bye-bye.
tonight's show. I hope these songs touch your spirit, touch your heart, touch your mind. Again, thank you for tuning in with Peter the Diva. As always, manners and respect and blessings upon blessings. You all have a wonderful night. Be blessed.